It's not every day that I discuss the best way to evade customs, but today that's exactly what I'm doing.
So I'm going to pack them up and send them with them. And I'm going to tell them how to carry them. Because if you put them in the middle of the suitcase, they can look like a bomb because they're closed circuit. So
how do you get them?
Or you just put them on the side because on the side you cannot see them.
Okay, well, I should clarify. We're not talking about bombs or drugs. We're talking about pacemakers. I'm speaking to a cardiologist, and believe it or not, we're talking about saving lives. Let's take a step back.
Well, what is a pacemaker? A pacemaker is a nice computerized device that goes under the skin, just below the breastbone on the left side, and is hooked up with two wires to the heart.
This is Dr. Daniel Mascarenhas, a cardiologist practicing in Easton, Pennsylvania, and today we're talking about pacemakers. Pacemakers are small devices that kind of look like metallic peppermint patties, and they have one job, and that's to keep a failing heart beating. Every year, about 250,000 people receive pacemakers in the United States. But our guest is originally from India, and over there, that number is much smaller, somewhere closer to 15,000. So what happens to all the people in India that aren't getting pacemakers?
In India, really, there is no safety net. So if you don't have the money, in short, if you're from the slum, you're dead.
You need a lot of money, too, because a pacemaker costs $6,000. And if you need a defibrillator, that costs $28,000. The fact that these life-saving devices are out of reach for many Indians isn't a surprise for Dr. Mascarenhas. After all, he grew up and trained there. But there was something about the pacemaker industry here in the United States that did surprise him.
One of my patients who had a pacemaker, and she died, they called me that she had died, and I was a little upset. They put in a pacemaker. 2 days later, she was dead, and they buried her with the pacemaker. That was an eye-opener for me that what a waste of resources. Something costing $6,000 was buried in the ground.
Pacemakers come with a 10-year battery life, give or take. But the question most of us never thought to ask is this. What happens to the pacemaker when the patient dies? Well, it turns out that the device is buried with the patient, still fully functional, still ticking away, trying to beat a dead heart in a dead body. And this could go on for years after the body is decomposed. It's kind of morbid.
The sad part is that we could reuse them in this country by resterilizing them, but nobody wants to do this because we are a land where we learn to waste.
So Dr. Mascarenhas put two and two together and came up with a scheme.
What do I do is, one is I call up the funeral homes. So every week when I have nothing better to do, instead of golfing, I call up the funeral homes, find out if they have devices.
If they do, he asks permission from the family to remove the device from the body.
I take them home, I put them in a Cydex solution, and I clean them up.
Then he measures the remaining battery life on the device, in hopes that there will be at least 5 years left on it.
And then once I do that, I put them in a packaging and send them to India.
But he can't just put them in the mail, because they could get stolen along the way, or they could end up in the hands of customs.
So anybody who tells me that they're going to Mumbai, I stop them and ask them, can you carry this for me? There's this doctor who comes and picks them up. They get completely gas sterilized prior to using them. So if I've used it in a patient who can't afford it and who has still 5 years life to go on that battery, he can start planning for the future. I have had it all well thought out.
There's just one catch. This whole thing isn't exactly legal.
The FDA regulations are single use only.
Technically, this is illegal. Am I right about that?
Illegal if I use it in this country.
Why is it illegal in this country to reuse these expensive electronic devices? I mean, people buy refurbished laptops. People buy refurbished iPhones. Why can't you have a refurbished medical device?
If you put your refurbished iPhone in your body, then that won't be legal. Simple as that.
That's because even though Dr. Mascarenhas follows the sterilization process to the letter, the FDA can't guarantee sterility once the device has left the factory. And an implanted device that gets infected can be catastrophic for a patient. In India, the laws surrounding this are a little bit looser. That is to say, it is technically illegal to reuse devices, but so far enforcement seems to be low.
We get a consent from the patient that there is a small chance of infection. That's not the end of it. After the device is obtained, they need to send me a letter that they got this device free.
Over the years, Dr. Mascarenhas's project has steadily grown.
It's not only with devices. Now I've graduated from cardiac to gastrointestinal endoscopic surgery to laparoscopic surgery to orthopedics, wherein I collect devices which normally would have been thrown away because their shelf life has expired, but really they have not expired. And we've used them in India because one man's trash is another man's gold.
So that's the position Dr. Mascarenhas finds himself in. To do something that seems so common sense, he has to essentially become a grave robber, then a smuggler, and only then a doctor.
And believe me, it's not always a rosy picture. This was in January of 2003, wherein, by mistake, I went to the wrong area in the customs and they imported my bag. And they took all the devices.
But for Dr. Mascarenhas, it's worth it.
I could find a diamond worth $5,000, but that wouldn't stimulate me as much as finding a device which has 10 years. Because a diamond is not going to give somebody life.
For The Pulse, I'm Avir Mitra.